What I want to do, what Republicans want to do, is get America back in the game and bring the power, pricing power back on American shores. And we can do this because we have within our continental boundaries the ability to increase that safety margin. The Gas Price Reduction Act talks about it in two obvious areas. The first one is off-coast drilling. We could bring in the outer coastal shelf enough oil to increase the margin by 1 million barrels a day originally, and it would go up significantly from there. This would change the expectation if you're focusing on speculators. Right now, 85% of our outer continental shelf is off limits. Now, it's up to Congress to lift the congressional moratorium on the outer continental shelf and make sure that the expectation is fulfilled. The next place we can go to that's in the Gas Price Reduction Act has to do with my own home state and oil shale. There are people who say, oh, the technology is expensive. The technology doesn't work. Oil shale is producing oil in other countries. It's time we allowed oil shale to produce oil in the United States. And how much? There is more oil in the oil shale in my state, Colorado and Wyoming, than there is in all of Saudi Arabia. And we have not gotten to it because it's all on public lands, and we have been prevented from going on to that. There is now a moratorium in the law that prevents the Department of Interior from even writing the rules under which exploration for oil shale can take place and bids under the oil shale for leases can go forward. The Department of Interior has now issued a draft of what the rules will be if that moratorium is lifted. In the Gas Price Reduction Act, we call for that moratorium to be lifted. And as soon as the moratorium is lifted, what will happen to the speculators? Expectations will change, and they will understand that America is serious about getting back in the game and bringing pricing power back into American shores and away from the Saudi royal family. Now, there's been discussion here about the other aspects of the Gas Price Reduction Act. Hybrid cars, plug-in hybrids. I've been driving a hybrid car for 8 years. I know what it's like to drive a car that gets 55 miles to the gallon. But the only way you're going to get the price of oil down is not to go after manipulators. I agree with Warren Buffett, perhaps the nation's richest Democrat, who says all of this talk about speculation being the problem is nonsense. The problem is supply and demand. This is the Gas Price Reduction Act is the logical way to deal with supply and demand, get America back in the game, change the expectations, bring down the price of oil.